Okay, good morning, all. We are up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, Maseches Beitza. So the next two Mishnahs are going to deal with other various malachos that a person might want to do on Yom Tov, and whether they are allowed or not, and in particular how they interact with food. So let's see what the first Mishnah says. Mishnah Zayin, Beishamai Omer, Beishamai say, Tavlan Nidochen B'madoch Shel Eitz. So when it comes to grinding, it's certainly usher for a person to grind on Shabbos, right? So the malacha of Tochin. But how does it work when it comes to grinding on Yontif? So again, Tavlan Nidochen B'madoch Shel Eitz. Spices can be ground on Yontif only with like a pestle of wood. So you imagine like a mortar and pestle. So you can only use a wooden pestle and not the usual stone pestle. The reason why is because you're allowed to grind spices, but you can only do it with a shino. You can't do it in the regular way. When it comes to salt, salt is considered an even more of a restriction to grind, because you really could have done that before Yantif. Other spices you can't really grind before Yantif as much, because they'll lose some of their geshmak, they'll lose some of their freshness or whatever. But salt, you can grind it a few days before, even or at least the day before, and would be totally as fresh. So you really should have done it the day before Yantif, and not a Yantif itself. But nonetheless, you come to Yantif and you want to grind it, so you could grind it, but you need even more of a shino. That salt should be ground with like an earthenware flask or like a wooden mixing spoon. Some like significant shino, some significant difference to show that you're really changing things up on Yantif. But again, not with any sort of pestle. Not even like a wooden pestle, seemingly, it would not be okay. That when it comes to regular spices, you can even grind them with like a stone pestle, like you would any other spices any other day of the week. You would grind any other spices like that on Yontif, again with the stone pestle. When it comes to salt, they agree that salt is you should have more of a restriction, so therefore they say that you should grind salt on Yontif using a wooden pestle and not a stone pestle. Okay, Mishnah Ches has to do with the malacha of borer. The thing you need to know about borer before we move forward, which is just an important idea to know in general regarding Hilchos Shabbos, is that borer is the malacha of selecting. So I can't divide things up on Shabbos. However, obviously, when it comes to food, we're going to have a lighter restriction of that on Yontif. But there are three ways to get around it, even on Shabbos. So if the way that the post can say it is that if I do it miyad biyad and ochel mitoch psalos, then it's totally okay. What does that mean? So if I do it miyad, if I'm taking the food for immediate use, I'm going to use it or eat it right now. Biad means I'm using my hand to do it. The post can also discuss in general that, like, or I think Rav Moshe has a shuvah where he says that using a fork is basically the same thing as doing it with your hand. And finally, ochel mitoch psalos, you have to take the good from the bad, and you can't take the bad from the good. If you don't have any one of those qualifications, then you cannot even do this. You cannot do borer on Shabbos. However, if you can do borer on Shabbos, because it's not called borer if you have all of these three qualifications. Again, miyad, biyad, and ochel mitoch psalos. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say regarding Yontif. So Mishnah Ches, Haborer Kitnis B'Yom Tov. So what's Kitnis? Everyone knows what Kitnios. Kitnios, right? So a person wants to eat Kitnios. A person wants to eat legumes on Yontif. So again, a person is selecting them on Yontif. How does he do it? So Beishamai Omrim. Again, what do you have to do with legumes? So you have to take like the food out of the shell, right? So you have peas or whatever, you want to take it out of the husk or its shell, or any other waste that you want to separate the good from the bad on Yontif. So how do you do it? Beishamai Omer, Beishamai say, Borer Ochel V'Ochel. That if he wants to do it on Yontif, he has to use the same qualifications as he would on Shabbos. He has to take the edible food from the waste, and he has to do it with his hand, and he has to eat it right away. That's what a person has to do. There is no dispensation when it comes to eating these things on Shabbos. You need to do it with the same three qualifications that you would have to do it on Shabbos with. Ubeis Hill, Omer, Beis Hill say, no. Borer Kedarku, you can do it, you can separate the in your usual manner. How would you do it? Well, you could do b'cheiko, which is like putting the mixture like in a sheet on his lap, and you would tilt the sheet so that the peas would like roll out of the shell. You could do it like that. Or b'kanon, you could pour the mixture through some sort of funnel where the waste would be separated. B'kanon. U'b'tamcho, you could even put it on some sort of a plate, and you could gently shake the plate, and when you do that, then again, the peas will come out of their husks. And that would, all these ways would be totally permissible, and these are the normal ways of doing it. However, says the Mishnah, about lo v'tavla, lo v'nafa, lo v'chvara. A person can't do it on some sort of like a large board, or they can't do it using like a fine strainer, or they can't do it with like a coarse strainer. The reason that you can't do any of these last three is because the assumption is that if you're using these three methods, or one of these three methods, that you're going to be separating a very very large amount of the stuff. And if you're separating a large amount, that means you're probably gonna use it not just for yantif but beyond yantif. And you can't separate things for after yantif; you can only do it for on yantif. So therefore, since these three things will be used for larger quantities, so we say you can't do it on yantif with these again. You can do it in the normal manner, says Beis Hillel, but only if it's for yantif itself and not for after yantif. And then finally, the last opinion of the Mishnah, which seems to be the most lenient, is Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Af midiach v'shola." A person can even separate the peas from their husks, separate the legumes by putting them in a bowl. And you pour the water into this mixture in the bowl, causing the waste to basically float to the top, since the shells are usually lighter than the actual beans. So the shell will float to the top, the beans will stay on the bottom, you just skim off the top, and then all will be good in the world. And the reason why this is so lenient is, again, because I could have a huge, huge mixing bowl, I could eat beans for days and days, and I can do it like that. It says Rabbi Gamliel, it's okay as long as you're going to be eating some of the sannyantif, then seemingly it's okay even if it's a large quantity. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes, but for now, we'll stop right here.